Next, life in Bulgaria. I am Milena Dainova, and this time we take a look at what authentic Bulgarian weddings are like and why they are back in vogue. When a year ago Nevena Zhekova started planning her own wedding, she wanted it to be different by honouring Bulgarian tradition. And while she was engaged in planning it, she came to realise that the experience she had accumulated, education, organisational and artistic skills, would come in useful. That was how she discovered her vocation. She made up her mind to bring more people in contact with the beauty of Bulgarian folklore and so started a business of her own, organising authentic Bulgarian weddings. Through the years, Nevena noticed that interest in traditional weddings has been growing. But when people want a typical Bulgarian wedding, there are things they have to know beforehand.
Българската сватба, по-специфичното е, че всяко нещо, което се случва,
най-малкият детайл има символика. What sets traditional Bulgarian weddings apart is that everything taking place to the last detail is symbolic. And all of these symbols show what the fortunes of the young couple will be. So, if one does not do some symbolic element properly, it was believed that this bodes evil. So what the future newlyweds have to do is to choose the rituals they find closest to their own way of thinking, to their feelings. That is the starting point, and organising the wedding itself is not all that different from any standard wedding. That is, when the couple want to organise it themselves. If they prefer that we organise the wedding, they just have to say so. Our job, my own, and my team's, is to explain to them why things happen the way they do and in that particular order. The principal rituals, shaving the bridegroom, plaiting the bride's hair, putting on her veil, taking her out to say goodbye to her family, these are all things that are compulsory in a wedding ceremony of this kind. The differences depend on the ethnographic regions and different parts of Bulgaria, and are in the nuances and details, what is done, when and how. How does an authentic Bulgarian wedding ceremony run its course? Nevena Zhekova.
Това е нещо много пишно и много красиво. По простата причина, че всички гости, представете си да кажем една 100 човек сватба,
it is very opulent, very beautiful. The wedding takes place at several houses, at the home of the groom, of the bride, of the best man. We don't usually organise them in Sofia. There are far more beautiful places, ethnographically speaking. And at each home, a different ritual takes place. The preparation of the bride and the groom, the shaving of the groom. There are many specific elements that have to be observed. For example, a white napkin is placed under the groom's chin so that no single hair shall fall while he's being shaved, lest someone take it and use it to cast evil spells. The rituals connected with the bride also have to be performed very punctually. Her hair is plaited by her friends, the other lasses. At the groom's house, things are much livelier, with dancing and jumping about. But at the bride's house, everyone is sad and crying because the girl has to leave home and go and live somewhere else. The procession starts out from the groom's house. Then the best man and woman are picked up, and then the bride. That is when her veil is put on, and that too has its rigid rules. The bride has to say no and resist, but finally the veil is put on her. Then the bride is taken out of the house and to the place the ceremony will take place, be it a registry office, a church, or a ritual outdoors. Then everyone returns to the bride's new home, where there are other rituals to welcome her. She has to know the house where she will be living and doing the housework. From now on, she will be her mother-in-law's helper. She has to see the fireplace where she will be baking bread. For all of these things, there are separate rituals, which show in great detail what is happening and why. Nevena Zhekova says that a great many of her clients are Bulgarians living abroad because of their nostalgia for all things Bulgarian. And at the end of the day, a traditional folklore wedding, though a lot depends on many of the elements like dress, menu, rituals, doesn't cost more than a run-of-the-mill wedding.
Ще дам за роклята на булката пример. Една съвременна бяла рокля започва от 700-800 лева и може да стигне 1000.
Let's take the bride's dress, for example. The price of a modern-day white dress starts at around 700-800 лева, but could run to thousands. A traditional national costume that is hand-embroidered, for example, costs around 500, far cheaper than an ordinary wedding dress. But on the whole, prices are comparable. Organizing a wedding such as this takes between several months and 1 year. The more time Nevena Zhekova and her team have, the better they can put the finishing touches to every element, the less the compromises. And that is something that keeps both sides happy. Besides weddings, Nevena's agency organizes other events in the vein of Bulgarian folklore, workshops, team-building sessions to help people get to know Bulgarian history and folklore tradition, dramatizations of Bulgarian folklore weddings. They also organize mini-seminars at which the would-be newlyweds can learn about tradition and organize their folklore wedding themselves.